What's it all mean? $3.8 trillion everywhere and not a drop of agreement. Obama's budget, the GOP alternatives, and the direction of the U.S. deficit still looking up. On this Tuesday, February 14th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Hey, hey, hey. Good Valentine's Day, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, John.
Thank you so much. Budget angst this morning. A saintly Native American, communists look for a piece of the action in China, and a Muslim love story for Valentine's Day. A lot of you are still talking about parental responsibility when it comes to the health problem of childhood obesity.
My name is Kim Seabrook, and I'm from Oklahoma City. And I find it frustrating that although I try to teach my children healthy eating habits, at school, many of their rewards are candy to the point that it's on display in the classroom. And I find that really upsetting and hard to combat.
Join the conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to the website, thetakeaway.org. But first, let's check the morning's headlines.
Republicans in the House of Representatives say they're now willing to extend the payroll tax cut without requiring simultaneous spending cuts. That's a major reversal from just 2 months ago when GOP leaders were locked in a Christmastime standoff with the White House. A vote on the measure could come as early as this week. The current tax break is set to expire at the end of the month.
Syrian government forces are renewing their assault this morning on the city of Homs. Activists say it's the heaviest shelling in days. The UN's Human Rights Commission is now warning of civil war.
The failure of the Security Council to agree on firm collective action appears to have emboldened the Syrian government to launch an all-out assault in an effort to crush dissent with overwhelming force.
Hundreds are believed to have been killed in the past 4 days, and humanitarian conditions in the city are said to be worsening. China's vice president has arrived in the United States on an official state visit. Xi Jinping will spend 4 days in the U.S. and meet with President Obama later today. The two leaders are expected to discuss relations with Syria, North Korea, and Iran, as well as the growing trade deficit between the U.S. and China. Xi is expected to become China's top leader later this year.
Washington state has now become the seventh state to legalize same-sex marriage. Governor Christine Gregoire signed legislation at a statehouse ceremony in Olympia just 2 days after it won legislative approval.
I'm proud that our same-sex couples will no longer be treated as separate, be equal. They will be equal in the great state of Washington.
That law goes into effect on June 7th. Opponents are vowing to put the issue to voters in a November referendum. And Moody's has put a negative outlook on the economies of the UK and France. The credit rating agency also downgraded the debt ratings of 6 Eurozone countries, including Italy and Spain.
Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed on that news out of Moody's. Futures are down, though, for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway under some selling pressure at 12,860. The S&P opens at 1,351, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,931. Later this hour on Valentine's Day, we'll be joined by the authors of a new book that presents the diverse and unknown spectrum of relationships among American Muslim women. And on this Valentine's Day, we're asking you, what is the most romantic thing somebody has ever done for you? Call us with the story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll put a soundtrack to it. You can post your comments at thetakeaway.org. And speaking of relationships, starting today, the vice president of China is taking a 5-day tour of the U.S. Coming up this hour, we'll take a look at the diplomatic goals behind his trip and the future of the Communist Party. Do you know how many members the Communist Party has?
No.
80 million. It's the largest. Yeah, try getting them together at a picnic, huh? There you go. But first,
the main idea in the budget is this. At a time when our economy is growing and creating jobs at a faster clip, we've got to do everything in our power to keep this recovery on track.
That's the mission of the $3.8 trillion budget. The budget was released yesterday. Washington and economists and pundits are taking a look at the numbers. We're going to do some of that as well. Yesterday, President Obama sent that 2013 budget plan to Congress. Of course, Congress has to approve it. Doesn't look like there's a lot of enthusiasm among the Republicans. We will take a look at some of the policy implications. No, I didn't really. Well, enthusiasm to take it down, probably.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there's that. You.
Enthusiasm
that,
to argue.
There's that.
The wheels of democracy. Beautiful thing.
Thank you. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.